There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Remember last week when I was telling you about that electric mower, the Ego, and how I mowed half of this person's front yard with it? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross. I'm your chief geek. And I didn't even know these things existed a week ago. And now I have run into two of them. Yes, today, exactly today, my son Zach and I are in St. Petersburg today. And we were driving down the street. I had made a wrong turn. So I had to drive down this residential street. And lo and behold, what do I see? I see a man out mowing his lawn in St. Petersburg, Florida, with one of these electric Ego mowers. And I just went bananas. And I immediately started to pull over. And Zach saying, "No, Dad, you're not doing this again." Last week, I walked two doors down from where we were, and I talk to this guy. Oh my gosh, this mower, battery operated. It is the Tesla of lawnmowers. It is self-propelled. It is very powerful. It is very silent. You don't have to deal with gasoline. You don't have to, I want one of these things so bad. You don't have to deal with oil. You don't have to deal with anything that you don't want. And the self-propel works so much better than any self-propel I have ever used. I used to love the Toro self-propelled mowers. Had them for years. Oh, God, I love that mower. This one, better. And I saw, and I said, I gotta pull it. Zach said, no. I just, you know, we got places to go. We got things to do. I forbid you, my son, my 23-year-old son, is saying, "Dad, I forbid you from stopping and trying to take that guy's mower away and mow his yard." The guy is obviously enjoying mowing his yard. I would enjoy, my yard needs mowing again. Okay, my yard needs mowing again. We've had a lot of rain, and it's just grown like crazy. And, you know, I want to go buy one of these things tomorrow and mow the lawn. I don't know, man. I don't know. I want one. I want one in the worst way. I want one in the absolute worst way. And I'm going to tell you something. Before the growing season's up, I'm going to have one. I am absolutely going to have one. And the thing I noticed is that this guy leaning up against his house was the line trimmer by the same company. You take the battery out of the mower and you stick it in the line trimmer. I bet you, and there's a blower for it too. I didn't see the blower, but there's a blower. All works off the same battery. And if you're going to do this smart, you own two batteries. And they got this supercharger thingy in it to where it will charge the mower. It'll charge that battery in 30 minutes. And an average charge will push that mower for 45 minutes. I would imagine it would take a line trimmer a lot longer to burn up the battery. But I want one of those things. I see this as the future. Because as I researched before, there's more noxious fumes going into our environment from gasoline-powered lawn equipment than there are cars, practically. Cars have emissions, emission requirements. Lawnmowers and edgers and weed eaters do not. You just go out there and do what you're going to do. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy an electric mower. I just think I'm going to buy myself an electric mower. And, you know, before I buy this one, although I got to tell you, I love this one, I want to look at some of the others that are out there. I popped into Home Depot this week, and I was they're supposed to sell them. They had none there. They had another one by someone else, and it looked chintzy. Didn't have a good build to it. This Ego one, it's got a really good build to it. And by the way, the one I looked at was only $299. And I don't think it could mow through with my thick grass. I didn't try it. I couldn't find anybody to talk to about it. But I don't think it would cut through my grass, especially in the backyard. So, you know, hard to say. I'm going to get me one of these things. So I am going to get me one of these things. And eventually, I wonder if they're going to come up with a riding version of this. Wouldn't that be cool to have a riding mower that is battery powered? You know, they've come a long way with batteries. They have totally and completely come a long way with batteries. So you got to give them that. You absolutely have to give them that. They've come a long, long way with batteries. So, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see. What can I say? Oh, and in other news, I got another book in the mail this week. And I'm not even going to read it. I'm just going to give it away. And I'm going to give it away. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it away to the first person who sends me a picture of their favorite ornamental shrub or bush in their yard. First person. It's a pretty neat little book. You know, I glanced at it. My ex-wife was over here. She glanced at it. She liked it. I'm going to give it away. And all you got to do is send me the first person to email me a picture of their. And by the way, don't send me a stock photo. All right? That isn't going to work. It has to be a picture in your yard of your favorite shrub. That's all. Doesn't have to be any people in it. You know, just picture of your favorite shrub. And then tell me why it's your favorite shrub. Just to make life interesting. Just to make life interesting. And I open this up to anybody, you know, even if you've won before. I do have the book. It's on terrariums. And I can't put my hands on it. It's in this room someplace. But I got to keep moving with the show. But do that. And if I get interesting other ones, you know, I gave away a book here 2 weeks ago. I had one book that I gave away. But I said, you know, I got two more books that, you know, if I find something, some very interesting pictures, I will send out a couple of other books. And I made the rule, if you've won before, you can't do it back then. I'm not enforcing that rule this time. Well, I want you to know how many books I sent out 2 weeks ago. I sent out 5 books. I only promised, you know, 2 additional if I got interesting pictures. And I got very interesting pictures. And the person who won the book, who was, I think, the third email that came in, did not send an interesting picture. But I probably got 30 pictures, and I went through and I had to select, you know, and I select 2. So I selected 2, but there was others that just were cool. They were just cool. So I just said, okay, well, I'm going to send this one a book too. And then my second wife, Diane, came over and she's looking at all of this. And I said, yeah, I only said I was going to send out 2. And extras, you know, 1 plus 2 extras if I found something interesting. And look at all these. Well, she selected one. She said, well, you got to send this guy a book, too. I said, all right. So I and can I? And then she goes, can I have his email address? I said, no, you cannot. But, you know, I sent that one out. And then there was another one that was like just adorable, just with a beagle. It was just adorable. So it wound out 5 books. And by the way, it's not cheap to send these books out. You know, I sat there and did the whole thing, and I spent some money on postage. I sent them all media mail, so it was cheaper than sending them first class. But I sent out the books. So anyway, I've got a terrarium book. first person, very first person who sends me an actual photograph of your favorite plant gets it. And I've got a couple of other books here if I find something fascinating. But it has to be fascinating. You have to make me smile. And more importantly than me, you have to make my ex-wife smile. If you can make my ex-wife smile, then, and she needs to smile. You know, she's got a roommate. She's got a kid and all kinds of young people in her house and six dogs. So she's going nuts over there. So she needs a good smile. So, you know, she comes over here to relax. She has a key to my house, by the way. How's that? She's got a key to my house. And so she has total access here. I'm gone during the day. She has a very flexible work schedule. So she comes over here to watch my Netflix, and she passes out and goes to sleep. It takes naps on my sofa. How's that? And it's not even my last wife. It was my second wife. There was one after her, but she's cool. So you have to amuse her. But if you amuse her, but anyway, the first person who emails me at michaelcrose@gmail.com, michael.crose@gmail.com. Please make sure you put your address in the. I tell you what, you don't have to put your address in. If you're the winner, I'll email you back and then ask for your address, because I don't want you to think I'm building a mailing list, because I'm not. You know, which is to my detriment. I should be developing a mailing list, but I'm not. So anyway, you're listening to Ask the Gardener. I'm Mike.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Show like mine, you get to see a lot of weird stuff that almost never makes it on the market. Hi everybody, welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos, and I am the geek here. I am the guy that talks about gardening and weird stuff. Yep, gardening and weird stuff, that's what we do here. Let's get into the weird stuff, will it? Shall we? Let's get into the weird stuff. So, I got a phone call from this guy. And how he got my phone number, I don't know. My phone number is somewhat of a reasonably... Well, I've got my telephone making all kinds of noise. Let me shut that off. Do you hear that? What's that doing? Anyway, it's really hard to get my phone number. And as it turns out, this guy got my phone number from a publicist who has my phone number that I know. I'm going to have a talk with the publicist. But he says, I'm in town, and I would like to meet with you because I have something that we're going to put out on the market. And I'd love to be on your show. And I want to show this to you. I said, okay. He said, we have set this up at a house in Tarpon Springs. Tarpon Springs is 10 miles from here, north of me. I said, okay. So I go up there, and it is an electronic pest repeller for your lawn and garden. As a matter of fact, it's a whole system. And there, let's talk about electronic pest repellers to start with. And let me just be, very forthright about this. They don't work. And there's a caveat to that because they do work on rodents in warehouses. But they don't work on anything else. They don't kill bugs. They don't drive bugs away. Bugs don't even care about them. The chief entomologist for the USDA in the South is a guy by the name of Dr. Phil Kaler. I just love Dr. Kaler. He is a wonderful, wonderful man. Several years ago, my buddy Ed Clark and I went to his lab in Gainesville. And we were up there, this is a long time ago. We were up there doing flea research and met with Dr. Kaler and Dr. Nancy Hinkle. But, you know, the subject of pest repellers came up. And he says, oh, come on, I got to show you the best one. At that time, there was two of them on the market that were like the best, the very, very best. Dr. Kaler had a 100-gallon fish tank in there that he was growing German roaches in. And inside the fish tank were not one, but two different insect repellers, one of these electronic insect repellers. The roaches were living quite well in the tank, and they were nesting inside the pest repellers. If you want proof positive that these things do not work, they do not work. You can find them on, Home Shopping Channel for $39 or something, and you get four of them. You're supposed to plug them in all over your house. And years ago, I saw one that was specifically made for lawns, where you drove a post into a ground, a metal thing into the ground, and it was supposed to emit
sound waves through your ground that would kill all the grubs and chinch bugs and any lawn pests. Didn't work. Never happened. Well, this guy's got a system. He's got some of those, a thing similar to that that goes in the ground, and other things that are pointed towards the shrubs very discreetly. They're all wired together, and it's $400 to do an average house and more on bigger houses. And it repels pests. And it also will keep deer off your property. Well, I believe that it will keep deer off your property. I believe that it will. And it'll keep dogs off your property. And, you know, all of these things, it'll keep off your property. And he wanted to come on the show. And I said, I would like to see some efficacy, please. He goes, what? Yeah, I said, I would like to see some efficacy. I would like to see a EPA registration, and I would like to see some actual real efficacy that has been checked by the EPA. And if you show me that, I'll have you on the show. Well, he said, well, we don't have to do that because we're this, we're that, we're the other, you know, and all this. And I said, well, then you're not coming on the show, and I'm not even going to name your product. And he said, well, we're setting up, he says, across the country, we're setting up dealerships for people to install these things. And I think he was trying to sell me on this. I think this guy was actually trying to get me to be one of his dealers or franchise people. And I said, no, these things do not work. They do not work. And let me tell you, if you run into something like this, don't bother spending the money. As a matter of fact, if you're going to buy one of those insect repellers for inside your house for $36, take the $36, send it to me. Okay, just mail it to me, and I will take that and go out and have a couple of margaritas or maybe some Bacardi and Diet Coke. That's what, and then I will, you know, talk to the bugs and ask them to leave your house. Because that's going to be about the same effectiveness. And here's the other thing I found out about these things some years later. And again, I don't know if this is true, but I got a funny feeling it is. All right. I used to work for a guy who has now passed away. And if I mention his name, many of you will know who it is. So I guess what the hey, I'm going to mention his name. His name is Chuck Harder. His radio show was For the People, and he owned the People's Radio Network. He initially owned the Sun Radio Network, where I started. Chuck gave me my start in nationally syndicated radio. Well, when he had the People's Radio Network, he sold stuff. Well, one of the things, the products that just popped up, was these electronic pest repellers. And he did the show out of the historic Telford Hotel. And he put these things all over the Telford Hotel to keep bugs out of the Telford Hotel, especially in the kitchen. And, by the way, it didn't work, but he was selling these things. And he wanted me to do commercials. He wanted me to voice commercials for these things. And I politely told him no. I wasn't going to do that because the things don't work. And we got into a little bit of a, but he respected me. He was cool. He was absolutely cool about that. He had a dog. He had this adorable dog. Every time I visited the Telford, one of the things I look forward to was seeing his dog. And I love that dog. And Chuck loved that dog. And Diane loved that dog. They, you know, everybody at the Telford loved his dog. When he would do his show, his dog would lay down on the floor next to him in the studio behind the bulletproof glass. It was that thing. Well, guess what happened to this dog? The dog went deaf. No reason, just all of a sudden went deaf. And I heard from other people that have pets that had these repellers that their animals were going deaf because animals hear things we don't. And I don't know if they hear these things, but I think they're a constant irritation to them. And I love my pets, and I don't want to irritate them. But Chuck's dog went deaf. And he had put these insect pest repellers all around the Telford Hotel. I don't know. I don't recommend them. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. We'll be right back.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Gentleman in South Carolina who's got fire ants on his 10 acres of property, and his wife insists on doing it naturally, getting rid of them naturally. They're going to have a problem with that. Yes, it can be done, but they're going to have a problem with that. Let me tell you, and I don't even know if this still exists, but I actually saw a demonstration of a device that is only for farms. Because it was not cheap. I had the folks on the show many, many years ago. They were out of Alabama, as I recall. And they came to town, and I saw this thing demoed at an agriculture show. And what it is, it runs on, you know, it's a gas-powered thing, and it heats up water. I mean, it heats up water. And they had a dome that you would put the dome over the top of a fire ant mound, and then it had a pole that ran down into the mound with all these little holes in it, and it would shoot out boiling water throughout the mound. And I got to tell you, it was very impressive to watch. Very, very impressive to watch. And you just see the steam come rolling out of there, and it only took them, you know, like a minute to do a mound. You know, zap it down there, and then pull the thing off, and all you saw was dead ants. You could not find a live ant. I saw them do about an acre and a half area that probably had 30 ant mounds in it. And by the way, when you get into pieces of property like that, where you have cows or any kind of livestock, or for that matter, this gentleman who wrote to me, his large piece of property, and he's got kids, all right, fire ants can do a lot of damage to you. So this was a totally and completely organic, natural way to get rid of the fire ants. And I just sat there watching him do this. And by the way, the place where they did this was about 5-10 miles from my old office in Tarpon Springs. It was out there. And I said, okay, this is cool. It's working. But I want to see if they stay gone. And about every 2 weeks, I would drive out there and I would look. And it worked. I mean, they were gone. They did not come back. They were gone. This was killing the queen. It was killing every ant that was there. No chemicals. Wonderful. That's the good news. The bad news is this was probably 1989, 1990. That machine then cost $7,000. So it wasn't something that was going to be, you know, something that was affordable for homeowners. And a lot of farmers were not going to spend the money on this when you can go out and buy Amdro for like dirt cheap. So I said, are you going to come out with a homeowner version? And I'm imagining in my mind how that would be. And it would probably, you know, at that time they said, well, we can't get the cost down, but we're working on it. And I said, you know, if you did that, I said, that'd be cool. I would, you know, that would be cool, especially for lawn care companies to have something like that, to come out and offer that, a smaller version, to go onto your yard and zap out fire ant mounds in your yard. But they never came out with it, and then I never heard from them again, and I've never seen the thing anywhere else. But it was boiling hot water. They jammed this thing down into the ground and shot the water over, and there was a dome over the top. So when the heat came up, the heat could not escape the mound. It just like cooked them just like right there. It was cool. I would like to see something like that come back, but you'd have to figure out a way to do it very inexpensively, and it would work. Now, there was a daycare center locally. I drive by that place now. It's owned by different people. They had a sandbox where they had 2 years old all the way up through second grade there. And they had this playground that had a very large sandbox, 15 by 20, big sandbox, a lot of cool things in it. When I was a kid, I'd love to have been out of a sandbox like that. They got a fire ant mound on the side, right there on the side of that sandbox. And they called me up and says, can you get rid of this? And I said, yeah, but I'm not going to use any chemicals on it. And they said, well, how are we going to do this? I said, we're going to do this. And they closed that off so kids couldn't go in there. But I still wasn't going to use any chemicals. So I took all natural diatomaceous earth. I went out there with a shovel and I kind of turned it around, you know, turned it up, dug into it, messed up the ants, got the ants as mad as I could get the ants. I just went after these ants. And then I just sprinkled diatomaceous earth lightly all over the mound and all around the mound and put it on there. And we did this on a Friday, and I came back on Monday to check on it. Monday morning, I went there and checked on it, and all the ants were dead. And by the way, it took me to do this. I had to go dig this out, sprinkle the, I actually used a flour sifter to put the thing out. I borrowed one of my late mother's flour sifters. You know, she had the old-fashioned flour sifter with the crank, and I borrowed that from her to put the stuff out with. And then I had to take it back and wash it out and give it back to her. But, you know, it just went down wonderfully. But it took me a while to get this done properly. And, you know, there was the danger of the ants trying to attack me. They were climbing up the shovel. I mean, you know, fire ants can be vicious. They can be real, real, real vicious. So that is another way you can go on this piece of property. But understand, it's going to be very labor intensive, and you're going to be getting close to some pretty nasty fire ants. So that is the only thing I know organic that will work. I have tried. There was a product that came out one time that had neem oil in it that you were supposed to spray in the mounds. It didn't work. I heard nothing but problems with it. Insecticidal soaps will not work. Fire ants are tough. I mean, they've got very thick skin. It's hard, you know, they're really tough. So, you know, now what is the chemical way to do it, which I think is safe? I think Amdro is absolutely wonderful. We used to have another bait called Logic. And Logic was not an insecticide. It was an insect growth regulator. And it was a very, very slow-working insect growth regulator, but a little tiny bit of it went a long way. And I'm going to tell you, you put that out on a piece of property, it was basically non-toxic to everybody. And you spread it out so little that you never saw it. The fire ants loved it. And they would take it back to the mound, and it would sterilize. It didn't kill the ants. It sterilized the queen, which crashed the colony in no time. And it worked, and it was wonderful. Well, now we have Amdro. Amdro's been on the market for years. It is a wonderful product. It is absolutely a wonderful product. The active ingredient in it has been around for years. It is basically non-toxic. The problem with Amdro is that people don't use it correctly. I have a lot of experience with this. And people will say, oh, Amdro doesn't work. It always works if you do it correctly. Labor intensive, again, you got to walk out on that, you know, that acreage where you have the ants, and you got to put on every mound. You don't put the Amdro on the mound. Do not put the Amdro on the mound. Do you hear me? Do I need a megaphone for that?
Keep the Amdro off the mound.
Yeah. When you do that, and by the way, when I was teaching, we'd ran experiments with this, and we'd put Amdro on the mound, and we would watch the soldiers come out and take it off the mound. But we found the best way and the most effective way to use Amdro was to take a little teaspoon and put a tiny pile about 5 inches from the mound. Just take it over there and let the soldiers who went out to look, or the cast of the ants that went out to look, go find it. And eventually they would find it, and they would take it back into the mound, feed it to the queen, and crashed the mound. Worked every time. It never, ever failed. The active ingredient in that is a product called hydromethylnon. It has virtually zero, little toxicity to people and pets and things like that. I mean, if a dog ran up and licked up the Amdro, it isn't going to hurt the dog. It very, very, very low toxicity. And the ants will get to it first. And by the way, dogs are smart. They don't go up to ant mounds. So that would be my other suggestion, which is a chemical way, but it will work. You're listening to Ask the Garden People.
Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Michael, what is a good naturally based product that I can put around in my shrubs to keep crickets away? Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. And I guess I have an answer to that. All right. But I have to, you know what I have to do? I have to look at something. Because I know a perfect product. Let me see if I can find a homeowner version of that product. And amazingly, through the magic of editing, I went and looked, and I can't find one. So I'm going to have to tell you the commercial product and where you can get it. And by the way, I've got some in my garage. I use it around my house. It is a boric acid-based granule. But whatever you do, do not put boric acid out in your garden. You don't do that because it will kill your plants. But this is a product called Niban. All right, and it works wonderfully. Let me spell that, N-I-B-A-N. It kills and controls crickets, roaches, it's all kinds of outdoor pests. And a little bit of it goes a long, long way. I've got a 4-pound container. It comes in a shaker. And I have had it for 2 years, and I haven't even begun to use it all up. But I had a situation on the side of my house, on the east side of my house, where it's kind of dark, and there's a lot of mulchy stuff back there, and nothing's growing back there. But I was hearing crickets, and it was driving me crazy. So I went and got this Niban. And by the way, I see it here on Amazon for $24.30 for a 4-pound shaker. And I can't find a homeowner version of this anywhere, but I'm going to tell you, the stuff works good. You know, it is just really good. Cockroaches, ants, it works well on ants. It works, on crickets and just all earwigs, silverfish, you know, slugs, everything. And a little, like I say, you just shake a little tiny bit of it out in your mulch. And it works. Now, the active ingredient in it is boric acid. So you don't want to use a lot of it, but it is specifically designed. And by the way, it's like less than 5% boric acid. And then the inert ingredients are 95%. And the inert ingredients is the stuff that makes the pest want to eat it. So it's just a teeny, tiny, tiny bit of boric acid, but the pests eat it, and they go for it. I'm just telling you, they really, really, really go for it. It's very, very good, and I've used it, and I'll tell you where else I used it. I put some in my garage. You know those big roaches, the great big palmetto buggy roaches or big American cockroaches? I had some in my garage. I just sprinkled a little bit of this along the one wall where I was noticing them. And boom goes the dynamite. All I found was dead roaches the next day. It works very, very fast. So it's called Niban. You can find, I don't sell it. I have nothing to do with it. I buy it.
But you can find it on Amazon, and it works very, very well. And it's all, you know, a naturally based product. It's a boric acid product. So it's going to work well for you. So that is my answer to that. A natural way to get rid of crickets. If you want an unnatural way to get rid of crickets, take any insecticide you want, any insecticide granule you want, and put it around your house and water it in. I happen to like Over and Out. The active ingredient in that is bifenthrin. And you put that around and you water it in. But I like the Niban better. And it's naturally based. And better than that, it works fast. It does a good job. And I wish there were, and I bet you if I spend some time at Lowe's or Home Depot in the garden section, I would find the equivalent that's available, but I don't know what it is. And I did an internet search and could not find anything. So I'm going to Lowe's tomorrow. I'll see what I can find and I will let you know. But, you know, that's what it is. Other emails. Why am I getting all of these emails? Everybody wants to know what I think about the Roseanne situation. This is a gardening show. I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to say this about that. I am sorry that the show is gone. I liked it. I thought you and the crew and the cast and the writers were doing a marvelous job of bridging the gap between right and left. And now because she was stupid, the show is gone. And it's not coming back. It's not going to wind up on Fox. I've been in this industry long enough to know when something is poisoned. And that is poisoned. That is if Fox picked it up tomorrow, I've been asked about this. Everybody says you go on, you know, social media, Fox will pick it up. No, Fox isn't going to touch this thing. And the other thing is that the cast won't do the show with her in it. The cast have all said goodbye, and we will not do the show with Roseanne in it. Now, I'll tell you what I would like to see. I would like to see the show without her, the Connors. I think it'd be terrific. I think, you know, her sister, you know, they could kill her off like they did Dan. Remember in the last season of the first thing of Roseanne, they killed off Dan? And, you know, they killed off Dan. Well, they could kill off Roseanne. She basically killed herself by being dumb, but they could kill off that character. And now, you know, do not kill Roseanne Barton. Don't do that. But, you know, just eliminate that character and have the whole family. I would watch it. I would. By the way, I was a big fan of the show, and I am very sad that it's gone. I'm very sad that all the reruns on all the other channels are gone. I thought it was a great show. I used to love the Halloween version. Remember the Halloween show? Every year they did a Halloween show that was absolutely crazy. But this new version, I thought it was marvelous. Just thought it was absolutely marvelous. Sorry to see it go, but, you know, there's only one person responsible for that, and it's gone. So don't look for it to come on Fox. And by the way, Fox likes money, and sponsors aren't going to touch this thing, so Fox isn't going to pick it up. Just know that. It's just a business thing. They're not going to pick it up because of the business thing. Also, the cast won't do the show as long as she's in it. They just won't. You know, maybe one or two, but I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously. Hey, have an outstanding week. Go work in the garden. Buy me an electric lawnmower. Ego. I really, really want that thing. I just really, I, you know, $500. They were out of them at Home Depot. Let me get one though. Watch me. Take care, everybody.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.